eco-warriors, or just a convenient truth? Such is the question directed towards the latest in the mass lineup of short film competitions jumping aboard the environmental bandwagon. The 48 Green Hours Eco Short Film Competition is calling for both film buffs and tree huggers alike to creatively engage in the theme of water in the landscape, as well as the generous prize incentives and a screening at the inaugural Cannes Film Festival. It will also demonstrate the role that film can play in raising awareness on environmental issues. Ellie Schneider spoke to the producer of 48 Green Hours and began this report by asking him what originally prompted him to begin the project.
48 Green Hours started from what is an international competition called the 48-Hour Film Project, which goes over 88 cities around the world. And a couple of us actually wanted to target specifically environmental issues, raising awareness on green issues, and particularly what it means to think of making a greener film industry.
How are you hoping to attract filmmakers amongst the already crowded national lineup of short film competitions?
Well, firstly, the prize money, and secondly, we can guarantee Cannes Film Festival, next year's Cannes Film Festival. So we've actually have quite a few carrots for filmmakers to actually show their work overseas.
And what grants have you received?
Well, through WesRoc, which is the Water in the Landscape program, which is in the Western Sydney, and it's basically a grant which a lot of organisations actually raise issues or awareness about water.
Who is the competition specifically appealing to? Students, filmmakers or environmentalists?
Well, we're trying to attract filmmakers, environmental filmmakers, students, people who are interested in film because of the prizes. We're actually giving out about $20,000 worth of prizes, and we've specifically got prizes for all different categories and groups.
Are the films going to be used for advertising purposes?
With WesRoc, we have created part of the brief is to actually package the whole films into a DVD to actually take it to schools and education centres and to create discussions and people to think about how we use water.
What are the advantages of imposing a tight 48-hour deadline?
Well, it basically it gives people like the deadline of what the film industry is. You know, you've got to work to a deadline, you've got to get it out there. So it basically imposes real-life situations.
Will there be any discussion or engagement with the issues that arise?
Most definitely. Part of the brief is that we've made a questionnaire, and on our website is a questionnaire for people to, which asks people, well, what are your views on water? Who do you think is in charge of water? What can you do? How has the use of water actually changed your viewpoints, and how are you approaching the use of water in your everyday life?
Why was the theme of water in the landscape chosen originally?
Well, originally it was because there was a lot of situations with drought. There was a lot of issues, and this was back in when we applied for the grant. It was back in early 2010 when there were a lot of issues around water. How do we conserve water? How do we think of water? How do we not waste water? So the grant was actually applied, and there were a lot of discussions on basically the lack of water. But as the Christmas and January and the floods, it raised other issues now, like too much water. How is water as a destructive component?
How does the competition hope to advance filmmaking and promote the work of Australian filmmakers on an international stage?
We've got the fact that guaranteeing filmmaking on the international stage, like Cannes Film Festival. It'll also be going to the United States, and part of the website and the international website, all these films will actually be presented. So people will actually see what's happening or how filmmakers are actually making films right now in Australia.
Lisa Torrance, Executive Director of the Information and Cultural Exchange, says 48 Green Hours prompts different ways to address water conservation and sustainability.
A lot of people out there offering lots of valuable advice on all things green, and there's some great courses and books and magazines and lots of really wonderful people campaigning and lobbying, but there also seems to be a gap. So the message that we'd like to fill is that We actually want to help individuals directly who are really interested in making a change but don't actually know where to begin, whether they can't afford to tap into it or they're not part of the current green machines. We hope to inspire people to seek out guidance and support around sustainable practice and, most importantly, do it in a really accessible and, yeah, kind of authentic way.
What about concerns that the theme of the environment has been severely overplayed?
To say that it's been overplayed is just because it's a very urgent matter. So this is actually a creative way of dealing with it and asking people to think about it in relation to their own lives. I mean, real stories are the things that people listen to. People listen far more attentively to real stories. And if we're telling stories about water that people can connect with, I think that that's really authentic. And there are a lot of things said about the overplaying of sustainability, but that's because it's incredibly important. What we need to be doing is offering people practical solutions, and this is one way to do it. There's unquestionably a movement towards a more sustainable approach to filmmaking, and a lot of filmmakers are rethinking established practice, and it's no longer acceptable to run a business or make a film without considering the environment. And it's fast becoming common practice that filmmakers are adhering to making much greener films. The most important thing is we've got to do that in an accessible way, otherwise it doesn't stick.
And the 48 Green Hours Eco Short Film Competition is taking place across the country and will be screening on the weekend of May 13th to 15th. And if you're interested in entering or just seeing what the goods are,